Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir English Podcast. Press release. Pakistan's rulers stand with France, while Khalifa Abdul Hamid II silenced those who defamed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decisively. Pakistan's Interior Minister, Sheikh Rashid Ahmed, on April 14, 2021, announced harsh measures against those demanding the expulsion of the Ambassador of France, proclaiming, "We want a document that exalts the flag of the Prophet, peace be upon him. But what you are demanding gives an impression of us being an extremist-minded state to the world." Thus, the rulers of Pakistan adopted a stance of submitting to the colonialist-imposed world order, while repeated attacks upon the honor of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are to be tolerated under the banner of freedom of speech. O Muslims of Pakistan, through its weak stance towards Western states who support the defamation of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the regime has confirmed the urgent need for the re-establishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of prophethood. Even in the weakest period of the Khilafah, the love and obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was evident in the actions of the Uthmani Khalifa, Abdul Hamid II, when both Britain and France, the major world powers of the time, mounted attacks on the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The mere threat of jihad by the armed forces of the Khilafah was enough to scare the shayateen away from the crusaders, who retreated, never to advance again until after the destruction of the Khilafah. O Muslims of Pakistan's armed forces, the regime stands with the crusaders in their hatred of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while the Muslims stand with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through their undying love for him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That painful situation will remain as it is until you, the lovers of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stand with the Ummah against the rulers, extending your nusra for the re-establishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of prophethood. It was narrated that Anas radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ماله وأهله والناس أجمعين." None of you has believed until I am dearer to him than his family, his wealth, and all the people. An-Nisa'i. As commentary on the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Imam Abu Sulaiman al-Khattabi stated that, "فَمَعْنَاهُ لَا تُصَدِّقْ فِي حُبِّي حَتَّى تَفْنِي فِي طَاعَتِي نَفْسَكَ وَتُؤْثِرْ رِضَاي عَلَى هَوَاكَ وَإِنْ كَانَ فِيهِ هَلَاكَكَ." Its meaning is that you will not be true in your love for me until you exhaust yourself in my obedience, until you prefer my pleasure over your whims, even if it may lead to your death. So grant your nusra now, for success in the Akhirah, which is the greatest of all successes. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.